It's Wednesday, November 17, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Several major platforms, including X, ChatGPT, and the Namibia Stock Exchange, went offline yesterday due to a worldwide disruption at Cloudflare. Down Detector was also briefly affected, while local digital expert Rupesh Soni weighed in on the crucial role Cloudflare plays in managing and securing web traffic.
The impact in Namibia would also be quite big because a lot of Namibian websites also use Cloudflare for their protection of the website, even if it's verified. Services. I know a few Namibian websites that were completely inaccessible, and unfortunately there's no solution to it. All we can do is show the impact of depending on a service like this. While it's critical to have a protection for your website, a single point of failure like this can bring down websites like ChatGPT and X. A lot of this comes down to digital literacy, where people should know why these things happen and how to better have local services or secondary services where you can quickly change providers.
The Directorate of TVET under the Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports and Culture Ministry is hosting an inception meeting in Swakopmund to evaluate the implementation of the 2021 National TVET Policy. Deputy Director for TVET, Dakolute Abram, provided insights on the meeting, highlighting its goal of ensuring the sector equips youth with future-ready skills while promoting growth, innovation and sustainable development.
We are engaging different stakeholders who have got one or the other role to play in the implementation of the revised TVET Policy 2021. To see what we've been able to achieve since the policy was adopted in 2021, and then from there see where we've got room to improve in terms of our practices, so to make sure the policy is on track, and in 2026 we can make a determination as to whether we revise the policy or whether extend the term of the policy to ensure that all the activities that we put in the policy in 2021 have been implemented.
The Information and Communication Ministry via Interim Executive Director Linda Aipinge has called on all citizens to fully support Joanna Swartboy at Miss Universe 2025, condemning tribalism and emphasizing national unity. Meanwhile, human rights lawyer Norman Shombe noted that Swartboy may take legal action after content creator Susie K allegedly defamed her in a viral tribalistic video.
It's not just disinformation which is serious enough, but it's also a criminal under the Traditional of Racial Discrimination Act. And she can be prosecuted and she can go to prison for a very long time because of the utterances that she has made in that video.
In continental news, Nigerian security forces have stepped up efforts to locate 25 girls kidnapped from a boarding school in northwestern Kebbi amid continued insecurity across the country. According to Reuters reports, two of the girls managed to escape their abductors on Monday evening, while authorities said armed men on motorcycles carried out a well-planned attack on the government girls' comprehensive secondary school in Maga around 4 a.m. local time. Internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump has said Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He made the comments during an Oval Office meeting with the kingdom's de facto ruler, in stark contradiction to the finding of U.S. intelligence, as our correspondent in Washington, Nick Harper, reports.
Donald Trump, though, on Tuesday said things happened, but he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. He dismissed the journalist's question in the Oval Office, calling it an attempt to embarrass the Crown Prince. Trump has also agreed a deal with Saudi Arabia to sell US-made F-35 fighter jets to the country, the first time Washington has done so. It's a distinct policy shift at a time when the Trump administration is arguing the president is trying to bring peace to the Middle East. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.